Wow, 50 episodes. What have we been doing with our lives,
Why
Kurt?
did you bring another one here?
Good day, gentlemen. I'm here to serve you.
Wait, why did you got a I don't want to know what your tastes in hookers are.
Wait,
Gosh.
what?
What?
Don't worry, my services are very, very specific. Don't worry.
I don't want to hear about them, okay? I don't. I already
You have a
walked
very
in on him
specific
with
set
the
of skills gained
ponies.
over a
We
lifetime of
don't.
experience.
No.
Indeed. Oh, this will be fun.
All right, so, Mad
What is
Shadow,
wrong with
introduce
you?
yourself. If you have a website,
I think you just
pimp
introduced him.
it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Mad Shadow of Ink Black Analysis at inkblackanalysis.blogspot.com. And I write anime reviews, and I am the incredibly classy gentleman of the night. You may have heard of me, you probably haven't. And I guess
Leaning
that's
more to the
it.
latter.
All right, so for this 50th episode spectacular, Mad Shadow got to choose. So what, tell us about what you chose.
I chose Bartender, a show about the world's greatest bartender solving people's problems by finding the drink that best suits them.
Yes, because if the real world has taught us anything, alcohol helps every single problem in life, especially depression.
I would love it if in a later episode there was a guy, there was an alcoholic who showed up, and the drink he gave him was a Coke.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
What is this? It's a virgin rum and Coke.
Here, have some seltzer water.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So, here we have our 5 points. By 50 episodes, you should know what they are, so just roll with it. First impressions.
Screw you, viewers. Well, listeners.
It seems like an interesting idea. I mean, I liked the concept. I thought it sounded classy, and I was hoping for something charming, atmospheric, and well, I go for the kind of atmospheric, quiet, slow-paced stuff, and that's what it sounded like.
You'd probably like Hellgirl.
It sounded very classy.
I knew exactly nothing about it except its name 2 days ago, because someone kept forgetting to give me any kind of links or explain anything about it.
Wow.
To be fair, I've been offline a whole lot.
Yeah.
As for me, I'd seen Arcada's review of it. I thought it sounded kind of boring, but I was willing to give it the old college try. The thing about me is that,
You are kind of boring.
well, I suppose you could say that I'm kind of boring and I don't want my anime to reflect that,
So you like to watch people who are more interesting than you.
right. But again, I was willing to give this a shot because I'd heard and people said good things about it. So, let's move on to point number two, the story.
One day I'm gonna know something about an anime going into it, and then everyone will be amazed.
You actually have a
What?
couple times, it just happens so rarely that it's easy to forget.
There isn't really much of an ongoing story. There, it's episodic.
I can sum it up pretty quick.
I mean, yeah,
Some.
person has problem. Person walks into bar. Bartender cures problem with alcohol.
Alcohol,
End episode.
the cause of and solution to all of life's
All
little
the
problems.
Yep.
This seems like a winning combination.
Well,
Hangovers. Anyways.
I had also seen Arcada's review, and like you said, it's not about getting drunk. I mean, it tries for to be very cathartic, and
It can romanticize
yeah,
alcohol a lot.
it can romanticize. That's a good word for it.
Well, this sort of strikes me as I could totally see, and these are our first impressions, so don't usually look up a lot of details about it just because we want the pure experience of the show to wash over us. But I could so believe that this was written by a guy who spent some time as a bartender.
Yeah, I mean,
Okay.
I would believe it. It's.
Because what this show is basically about is it feels like the memoirs of a bartender who might think a little bit too much of himself.
Little bit, just a little bit. See, here's the thing. this by itself is not a bad idea. We'll get into some of the oddities of the of how they do it in presentation, but here's the big problem with the story. It keeps getting interrupted by a museum tour that just wants to blather on and on about the history of the drink.
Yeah, they really overdo those. I mean, there's way too much trivia. If you're gonna... I mean, I enjoy a little bit of side trivia and some occasional interesting history or science lessons every now and again, if they're placed well and if they don't get in the way of the story, if they don't take away from the focus. But these were... They would last for entire minutes. And I've just proven my own point by talking way too much about talking way too much.
Oh, bitter irony. But
that's not irony!
Fine.
Or is it?
Something unusual.
How do you define irony?
I define irony by whatever is ironic after the fact.
Oh. So, you know, we have three stories. I would say that the first and third were the strongest.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I was talking with a friend about the first episode, and he came up with the awesome name for the guy who the bartender is helping, Ebenezer Booze.
The hell even?
Because the first episode is basically like if you took A Christmas Carol, but replaced the spirit of Christmas with liking bars.
Kind of. Yeah.
The hell even happened in the second episode, except some woman is sad because her father and her grandfather argue and something
there was a lot of build up to a pretty nothing conclusion.
Yeah, it's just kind of,
I mean, it wasn't bad, just underwhelming.
Kind of slept walk through its own ending.
That was an episode that the structure of the bartender being the one to solve the problems with the right drink really hampered things.
Yeah, it was a little too ridiculous because he was a little too far removed from it. I mean, he would because the girl herself wasn't the one with the problem. In the other cases, he's the one who's speaking to the people who have the problems, so he can address. He gets to know them personally. Whereas when we see him talking to a girl about her grandfather and she's reciting very super specific memories, it strains, and he remembers specific details that about like specific words and nuances from, then yeah, it strains credibility.
Yeah,
maybe he's magic.
It would be like going to sit down for a Star Wars movie, it's like, and then finding out that it isn't actually about Luke Skywalker blowing with the Death Star. You're at the Mos Eisley Cantina, and you're talking with one of the bar patrons. Yeah, and then that old guy came up and just cut his hand off!
And then B. Arthur's tending the bar, and he solves all their problems. And the nerdiest among you now know exactly what I'm referring to. Really, I'm the only one who's seen it!
Was that Robot Chicken?
No! Star Wars Holiday Special!
Oh, I've never actually seen that.
You're awful!
If you think he's awful, I have a confession to make. I never finished the original Star Wars trilogy. I've seen movies 4 and 5, but not 6.
Fair enough.
No, I'm just gonna
unusual.
Blame him, because if B. Arthur isn't something, you need to watch it.
Anyway, so, third episode. Third episode was about an old man talking about his regrets and life, and okay, so here's how much the bar talk gets in the way of the episode.
Oh god.
So I had been watching them all the same morning. I was getting really down on it because I was just like, gah. Actually, I should take a moment to say, full disclaimer, I don't drink, and the lens through which I view alcohol is a lifetime of stories about how lots of people in my family ruined their lives with it. So you're you know, a show about a bartender who solves problems with alcohol is going to have to be really spectacular to overcome that initial resistance I have. So back to it. So third episode, they're talking about the margarita at length. At really great length.
It's so roughly half the episode.
Because they're trying to make some sort of point about it, which I can get to in a minute. But so I pause it, go get lunch, come back. It's the old man telling his life story. I'm like, you know what? This isn't bad. This is an interesting situation. Why was I being down on it? You know, the margaritas. Oh, God, that's why.
Yeah. It's like every time they get to the interesting drama and the meat of the story, they pour a ton of booze on top of it.
And then Jeez. Light it up, and then light my interest on fire.
No, that would imply that you were actually interested and like it.
No. See, igniting my interest could be used that way. Lighting my interest on fire means it's...
You're igniting your interest.
That means it's wreathed in... my interest is wreathed in flames, flailing about, trying desperately to put it out, and then it burns to death. It's gone.
That's not how the metaphor works. You are bad at metaphors.
But, I suppose. But here's the thing about the story of the margarita. So, let me tell you the story of the margarita.
Hey, margarita!
So there was this bartender... who in his 20s had had a Mexican girlfriend. She died in a hunting accident. 20 years later...
Yes, he accident.
He came up with a drink which he named after her, which was based on Mexican drinking habits. Just sort of combined it to one glass instead of done through a complicated way. Then, 30 years later, he told the story about how the store, or how the cocktail had been invented, and then he named it after her.
He lost the story.
Well, he had named it after her to begin with, so I guess right. It was kind of important that it happened 30 years later, because that meant that it wasn't just for publicity, which gave the story credibility.
Right.
But even so, yeah.
But what we can say is that took me about 30 seconds to tell that story.
You ever take the stuttering?
Which, you know, I'm a stutterer. I've long since learned to deal with it.
I haven't.
That episode, I'd say about half the actual running time was taken up by that story.
Yeah. Like I said, it takes up about half the episode, and it also interrupts the rest of the episode.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty forgiving. I thought it was kind of interesting, but even my patience was severely strained.
I just want to hear about this old man and his lost love, and why that didn't work out. No, I'm going to hear more about margaritas, even though you already made your point. Okay.
I think that for me, the biggest hindrance to me taking a lot of this seriously... Okay, like let's say that the guy hadn't been a bartender. Let's say that he'd been a poet. And so him reminiscing about his lost love, Margarita... He writes a bunch of poems about it.
Aren't we just talking about Edgar Allan Poe now?
I suppose. But, so like, if you read the poem about the lost love Margarita, you know, it's going to engender certain feelings in you. Like, it's going to just, you know, you're going to feel sad because it'll be a sad poem. If the guy was a songwriter and he wrote a song about Margarita dying in a hunting accident.
Hey, Margarita!
yeah, terrible. But yeah, you can't get those same feelings from drinking a drink. I mean, people drink margaritas all the time without ever getting that feeling.
Kind of awful if drinking a margarita made you think of the ones you loved and lost.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's
alcohol...
certainly not why most people drink them.
Yeah, but for most
See
people,
Jimmy
margarita...
Buffett.
Yeah, well, he's wasting away in Margaritaville, so that could be an example of... See, it causes sadness. No, most people I know who are drinking margaritas, it's like, woo, we're at a Mexican restaurant, it's Friday, let's let our hair down.
Also, a lot of people have long since turned that song into an anthem instead of what it actually was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's about as far in story as we really need to go beyond the odd...
Yeah, the story and characters kind of mesh together because each individual story is about a character.
Yep. And speaking of those characters, point number three. Characters.
May I say one thing to begin with?
Go for it.
Okay, when I was looking at the character design for the bartender for Ryu, the first thing I thought, based on his design and what he did and the personality that he was supposed to have, was, I want this guy to be... This guy should be voiced by Mamoru Miyano. That would be awesome.
Who is that exactly again?
Let's see.
Name a good character he voiced.
Let's see. Light from Death Note, Tamaki from Ouran, Okabe from Steins Gate. Those are probably some of his best-known roles.
Okay, I could see where he would. He actually kind of looks like Tamaki, even just with a different hair color.
His design kind of reminded me of Roger from Big O. I
I
don't know
still need to
why.
see the Big O.
You are broken. Anyways.
Because I haven't seen the Big O.
Well, that and, the fact you're missing leg. Anyways.
Oh, son of a gun, so I am.
We have Bartender, who is legally required to sell as much booze as possible, I guess.
He's a Gary Stu. That's
Oh,
kind of my
you know,
problem with him.
actually, I would say that it isn't so much he's the Gary Stu. I was commenting to my friend while I was talking about it. If a location could be a Gary Stu, that bar would be a Gary Stu.
Well, in theory, he's supposed to be the one who set up the bar. So it does come back to him.
How old is he again? Like 25?
He's probably in his late 20s, early 30s. That's where I'd peg him, based on how he looks. But this is anime. He could be 40 and he'd still look pretty.
And he could be 16, and he'd. Actually, no, if he was 16, he'd be prettier. Never mind.
Probably have long hair or something. I don't know why hair length determines your age in anime, but it does.
I think he's at least 23, 24, because wasn't there like talk of a drink 5 years ago or in the first.
You're assuming he's obeying drinking laws.
He remembered a woman's drink order from 5 years ago.
Oh, that'd put him at least 26.
Well, not everyone uses the US's drinking age.
Oh,
He
that's
was in
true.
France at the time.
And so he could have been 13, just sitting in the bar, having a snifter of wine with his dad.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
Hey, Fawzer! Excuse me, I have to make this woman's drink. Why? I don't know.
I feel like I need to cure her sadness somehow. Alcohol fills the void.
That would be. I would actually like to see the episode where we find out what drink he needs.
But yeah, he doesn't have any problems.
Apparently not. He didn't show any emotions.
But yeah, he just always has that placid smile, and that really kind of bothered me. I'd like to see him screw up an order at first, and then figure out how to get it right. I'd at least like to see that.
You know who'd be a fantastic bartender?
Who?
Tiger from Tiger and Bunny.
Yes.
Oh, that would be a blast. He has a nice smile.
Hey,
you! You look like you need to get drunk. So here's the Everclear. I'll keep him coming.
I think he'd get drunk along with his patrons.
No profit whatsoever. Although I wonder how the heck much are they charging for drinks at that place, considering that they intentionally designed it so that only one customer, maybe four, are there at a time.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe
Maybe
there's.
it's just that time of night where the des there's a I have a theory that there's a designated time of night in Japan, set aside for all those sad people with problems they can't quite figure out to walk the streets alone.
Will they or will they not be hunted down by a kid with a golden baseball bat?
Well, hey,
Yes.
it's either that or being attacked by a Sailor Moon demon.
Oh, just go for the obvious. That's fantastic. Anyways,
I like your theory
you
that
just
there's a
earned 20 Mad
designated
Shadow
wandering around
points.
lonely time.
Oh yeah,
Between
just
the
to
hours
avoid how
of
awful you are.
eleven p.m. and 1 a.m., this bar the maximum occupancy for this bar is two, counting the bartender.
Well, I think there were tables behind the bar, or
Yeah, I think in the
in
third
front
episode there
of.
were some people beside that old dude. It's just the old dude was
Right.
the focus. We didn't really. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
The other people didn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
It occurs to me we've talked way more about the bar and how does the bar work than the actual bartender.
Isn't that telling?
Yes.
Speaking of the other characters, there's the half watered down drink. And then there's the margarita. And then there's whatever the hell rum
That Japanese
sake
whiskey.
whiskey.
Yeah, that.
I see.
What?
I thought the history of that Japanese whiskey was kind of interesting,
It
but.
is. I mean,
Yeah.
I found the history interesting. It just shouldn't have gotten more focused than the characters. Because, I mean, I wanted this story to be about drinks as a sort of as a little quiet form of catharsis, and we sort of got that, but it was but that got if you'll pardon the pun, watered down.
Oh, I was going to do it if you didn't, so.
You both need to go die.
Tried that once, it didn't end well.
I think the issue, though, is that if
Yeah,
you
that's how you
didn't
lost your leg.
force the history of the drink down our throats, like, they know that the average viewer is not as up on cocktails as they are.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine how incomprehensible the episode would have been if the character come in, I need to find this drink to give to my grandpa, okay? Describe it. Da 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 da. Okay, here you go. Wow, such and such brand. Awesome. The end.
Well,
yeah,
With
I
no
mean, I feel
explanation.
like. Also be like 5 minutes long.
I think that would have been a lot better. I mean, apparently the manga, I looked it up on Wikipedia. Apparently the manga has like 50 some chapters or so.
Oh,
And
God.
so they could have totally just made it, made it each episode like two or three short vignettes and given it to us much more quickly and concisely. And that, I would have liked that a lot better.
But that's straying into final thoughts territory.
Right. Although it does occur to me that, you know what would have been great? Like, if they just dedicated the first half of the episode, it's time for Booze Facts with Bartender! Not trying to tie it into the episode at all.
You know how I would have loved them to do that?
G.I. Joe end of episode type
No.
things?
At the beginning of the episode, we just get like an anthropomorphized version of the drink and its history.
Hi, y'all! I'm a margarita!
And
I
so
was
it's. killed tragically by my husband.
No, this is Japan. It would have to be Moe.
My name is
Oh,
Margarita Desert.
yes. You're so much fun. I'm so glad I did this. It would have to be much. Its voice would have to be much more high pitched and cute. Because that's how Japan anthropomorphizes everything that should never be anthropomorphized.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try and wrap up the character talk without going on too many more tangents.
There's a girl. She's in every episode for some dumb reason.
Oh, yeah.
There's other bartenders who apparently work there, but they
No,
don't
there aren't.
matter as much.
Yeah. And what was his name? Ebenezer Booze.
Ebenezer Booze, who was given the job of remodeling his hotel's bar, but he hated going to bars because he was embarrassed one time.
Once, exactly once.
And
This is how thin-skinned the man was.
well,
now, you know who he really reminded me of? There's one Futurama episode where they were at the aquarium, and there was this whale biologist who hated the whales he worked with. It's a huge shout out to the audience. Hey, there's Shamu the whale, who thinks he's better than you. But who's in charge
Wow.
now, huh? Me, that's it. Why are you
That's
a whale
delightful.
biologist? I don't
And
know you
it,
well enough to go
but
into
yeah,
that.
I like the concept of that guy. I mean, someone who never really understood bars, and it was a good setup for a first episode because it allowed them to establish what the bar is supposed to represent. But it was way too exaggerated. The guy was kind of cartoonish in his hatred of bars.
You know, in a different universe, he would have been wearing a different co he would have been wearing like a skin tight costume, had some sort of axe thing, and he would have been Lizzie Borden, or was it Lizzie Borden Man? No, Molly Hatchet. He would have been Molly Hatchet Man, going around destroying bars.
Yeah. Still, that's it for characters, because frankly, despite the fact that they should be what drives the thing, rather like Spice and Wolf, they don't. They're just there so we can talk about booze.
You could call this show Spiced Rum and Wolf, minus the wolf.
And the spice.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, presentation!
Well, before we actually did this review, one thing you mentioned to me, Bobcat, was that you were wondering why it was animated and not live action. And I will say I was pleasantly surprised that they did a lot of stuff with the animation. They tried to give the drinks themselves a sort of panache and personality, and I thought that was neat.
Yeah, I mean, there are very few animated shows where you could just do it live action with nothing lost. Like, which is good, because, you know, animation is expensive, and it would be hard to justify it if, you know, you just did something that you could do with three stages, or three cameras in one stage. Like, say, take King of the Hill, which is a show that you could do probably 90% of regular sitcom style, but
that other 10%
usually it's makes just dolphin rape.
Yes.
I have not watched much of that show, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. There are just some moments that would not work live action.
Yep. And this one, yeah, I would say that where this one would lose something would be in the way the drinks looked and some of the camera angles.
Yeah, and they did some...
Unless they actually got a really good bartender on the show.
Oh, that would be really impressive if they could pull that off. But
that just occurred to me, like, all those complicated drinks he has to make right the first time. It's probably much easier just to animate someone doing it than to do take after take.
Yeah, probably.
Still, presentation.
Yeah.
So, animation was pretty good, I think.
Yeah, it was decent. I mean, the character animation was probably the biggest weakness. The character movements were stiff and kind of jumpy, but
you could tell this was a show on a budget.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think the bar had a nice atmosphere. The drinks had a nice atmosphere. It was serviceable. I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, visually. It wasn't like, say, Dante's Inferno, where it was dragging it down. And I probably wouldn't have noticed it if I wasn't in a critical mindset of watching it to review. Though, going back to a conversation a sec, one thing I did find kind of funny was, well, I was watching through, I was thinking to myself, okay, I can see why they wouldn't want to do this. You'd have to make a set, you'd have to have it set up. You know, there would be some work going into making this bar into an actual set to shoot live action. I can see why they didn't do that. Then the ending theme.
Yeah,
they have a perfect...
The ending theme, they actually had a live-action copy of the bar. That was kind of...
I'm glad that was like a legit reaction to it, because that would have been so easy to make up after the fact. But no, that's actually how... This is exactly my thought process at the end of the first episode.
The animation was okay for budget.
Yeah,
even though it didn't have much of one.
Yeah, I liked the music. I think that if there's one thing that really saved this show, for me at least, it was the atmosphere overall.
Yeah.
But
the oddest thing about the presentation, though, was the way they told the story.
Yeah, the characters would kind of, in the middle of a flashback, a character would suddenly switch from being in character in the flashback and suddenly break the fourth wall. And
they were their own Greek chorus for whatever reason.
It was
weird.
That's
a good way to put it. Like, this story, it does jump all over the place.
Yeah, and for a while, for the first episode, I was kind of disoriented, because I was like, well, I couldn't follow it at first.
Who is this woman? Why does she care?
And, I mean, in the later episodes, I got used to it, but still, it's a weird choice to alternate between flashbacks and suddenly have characters breaking the fourth wall and narrating aloud.
And then interrupting that to talk... So the history of whiskey in Japan is...
Yep, that. Way too much of that.
Yeah.
I mean, again, Again, the atmosphere and the presentation did a good job of making the lessons a bit more compelling, but that only goes so far. My patience with those would have lasted about maybe 2 or 3 minutes at the most. And yeah, if it was more than that, and it was considerably.
Yeah, to my mind, the worst offender was the story of the margarita, just because again, I was able to sum it up in 30 seconds, and I didn't. It's not like I left out any information that they had in the show. They just told it in stages.
And kind of repeated it too.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
they definitely repeated it.
Yeah. Music definitely did match the mood. I wasn't super fond of it, but it definitely was part of the whole.
I like the music, and I also was surprised how much I dug the opening theme. I don't know, I just something about it felt kind of snazzy, I guess.
It felt right.
I kind
Yeah.
of expected more of a big band sound, though, or jazz. I don't know why. Then again, the bar was way less smoky than I imagined most bars being.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a classy bar, I guess. That's what they were going for. They were trying to be highbrow, but then they kept on screwing it up with those super long bits of trivia and the characters spouting exposition at us, and it got really hokey. I was not expecting to find this show so incredibly hokey.
And that's
Yeah.
how it made me feel. I
So, yeah.
felt angry.
One last thing about the margarita. It does occur to me. I've read that outside of the US and Mexico, pretty much nowhere in the world is there a significant amount of tequila drunk. So maybe for the original Japanese audience, you do have to hammer it into their heads.
I don't know. I hope not. I don't think so.
Maybe, I don't know.
Oh well,
Still.
I think we've drifted.
This
Okay.
doesn't have anything to do with presentation.
No.
Good God. Okay, final thoughts, hurry, before we start talking about Fate Stay Night.
The girl was King Arthur.
You don't
That.
say. I haven't even watched the show, and I know that.
All right, so I guess I'll go first. This was an interesting one in the sense of I've never seen a show like that before. On the other hand, I could sort of see why I've never seen a show like that before. I think I liked the way Mad Chat had put it. Like, this show really romanticizes alcohol and cocktails and stuff, and it really assigns them an importance that they don't have.
Oh, I'm not sure of that. A lot of people tend to attach the
Well,
go ahead,
but
go ahead, go ahead.
what I'm saying is that, like, something as simple as here's some watered down whiskey with the right ice to go with it is not going to make someone have a huge realization. Now, if it was like, what was that movie? There was some. Dang, I forget the name of it, but, like, if they had some sort of magic. If he had some sort of actual magical bartending prowess that was admitted in show to be magical, that he could infuse the drinks with the emotion he wanted to convey. That'd be. And
I think
that.
that'd take away a little bit, honestly, but
yeah.
Yeah, I would find it. But I would find it more credible. Like, I would find the reactions people were having to it more credible than what was going on. And it could just be because, again, I'm not a drinker. I would say that this show was dragged down by too much exposition and the need, and probably a real one, to over-explain things in order for the solutions to make sense.
Yeah.
It'd be like, if you aren't a cocktail expert, then it would be like, I don't know, I don't know how to put it, but basically, the writers were smart enough to realize not everybody is a cocktail expert. We're going to have to explain some stuff to make our solutions make sense.
Well, yeah, but they were a little too dumb to realize that they shouldn't drag it on for too long.
Yeah. So would I recommend this? Well, if you're an expert on alcohol, you'll actually probably find this pretty boring because they ex over-explain things. If you aren't an expert in alcohol, then you'll find it boring because they'll be explaining things and there are nuggets of good stories in there. Like, I especially liked episode 3's plot, where the old man and the regrets. It's just, it wasn't quite worth the. And the history of the margarita is. Yes, you already told us. Please stop.
So, Mad Shadow, your thoughts?
Well, I'm kind of disappointed. I mean, it sounded like my thing. It sounded very. I loved the atmosphere. I thought that that was executed really well, and for that was enough that I actually kind of wanted to keep watching. Like, once I finished the third episode, I had to stop myself from watching more. But after I dragged myself away from it, I thought back, and after reflecting on it, I didn't have much. It didn't leave much of a positive impression on me besides that atmosphere. And, yeah, I call it hokey, and I stand by it. It gets kind of ridiculous while taking itself way too seriously. And I love what the show is going for. I love the concept of taking a very small, simple pleasure in life and refining it and just distilling it, if you will, and just finding just the right little pleasure in life for just the right occasion. And I think that was a great idea, but the bartender is a Gary Stu, and yeah, the store, every complaint that Bobcat just mentioned is completely valid. I will probably finish this eventually because I am curious. I'd like to know if some of the later episodes get any better or worse. I mean, I enjoyed it at its best, and I was able to laugh at it at its worst, so we'll see. But, yeah, this does not get much of a very high recommendation from me. I mean, I suppose if you really, really like atmospheric pieces, then give it a shot, see if it's your thing, or if you're really interested in alcohol trivia, but other than that, yeah, I give it a pass.
You know, it does occur to me that maybe the issue with the show is that, okay, bartenders in fiction are very often pretty much amateur psychologists. Yeah. You know, and that's a good angle. I mean, like, they built Cheers out of that. And many other great shows. Maybe the issue is that this show decided to take the alcohol itself and act like that was what was fixing the problems, rather than talking with the bartender.
Unless the person in question knows a lot about alcohol, the drink itself and the history of the drink shouldn't have that much of an effect on them. It should be more. They should have focused more on the mood that the alcohol creates than the complex nuance behind it.
Yeah, alcohol is not magic.
Yeah, they should have been a little bit more vague about it, because I think it suffers from being too specific. And
though. And this was the sad thing that occurred to me. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is better at making everything in the world about card games and having it make sense than this show is at making everything in the world about alcohol.
I wouldn't agree with that, but...
My final thoughts. Honestly, it's... For what it is, it's not a bad show. It's kind of like if you want to go on a museum tour of, like, the history of alcohol, and you want to have, like, fun little anecdotes about specific drinks, how they've helped people, this would be a really good anime for you. But if you don't want to go on that museum tour, you're just going to get really, really bored and frustrated, and you're going to want to go home or go look at the dinosaur skeletons. So there's nothing wrong about it per se, because there are people who's going to like this. This, you know, it does have a good atmosphere. There's good voice acting from what I can tell. The writing is a little shoddy just because they don't show at all. They tell.
Yeah, pretty much. That really got to me. I mean, which is a shame. I mean, if it has a great atmosphere, use that to tell. Use that instead of actually telling.
Yeah. Just show. Don't tell. Stop telling us stuff. Just
Yeah. Save the save the trivia for the start of the episode, and for the end of the episode, you could have G.I. Joe bits where the bartender helps kids with their problems. You know, kids, the story of the margarita is such and such.
And then
Well,
the police come and chase him away.
thanks, Mr. Bartender. Yep, and drinking is half the battle.
Again, the
Oh, but at
police
the
show up
beginning
and
of.
chase him away.
Actually, at the beginning of the episode, they had a quick blurb of trivia at the beginning of every episode and a recipe for a particular drink at the end of every episode.
Yeah,
So,
they
yeah, it is way oversaturated with trivia.
just shut up about alcohol, show. Show me people drinking.
You're making me want to go Molly Hatchet on you.
Still, the perfect way to describe this show that I can tell. Take Spice and Wolf, remove the vaguely supernatural stuff and the not so vaguely supernatural stuff, and make it almost entirely about currency and how currency
Yeah,
and.
so take a so basically Spice and Wolf without the stuff that made Spice and Wolf good.
Yes. Just make it about the currency and how currency affects people. There's your show. That's how it's paced, only with a Greek chorus. It's
You
Spice and
know,
Wolf. Actually, wait.
yep.
Spice and Wolf without the stuff that's made Spice and Wolf good has already been made. It actually aired last season.
What was it?
It was called Mao Yu. And it kind of became a joke. Everyone was, I mean, everyone was making that comparison. It practically invited it.
What was the show called again?
It was called Mao Yu. It was a story about the hero and the hero who was supposed to slay the Demon King, except the Demon King was actually a woman, and
Oh,
together
that
they
I've
ended
heard of
up,
that one.
yeah,
I
they ended
haven't
up
heard of it.
allying and trying to ref because the world had actually become economically dependent on the war between humans and demons, so they tried to reform the world's economy.
I'm now imagining the bartender as the banker. You know, the history of the Swiss or the Swedish kroner is long and
I
complicated.
was joking. This gets a recommendation. That other thing, we're probably gonna review one day.
Probably that now I'm interested.
You don't have to go out of your way for it.
Right. Well, old man
Yeah.
Shadow, thanks for coming along.
Oh, that was a it was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me. And again, you can find me my reviews at Inkblack Analysis.
That's right. Pimp yourself out. I knew you were a prostitute.
Good night, everyone.
Take care. Keep it
Go
classy.
away.
Next week, we'll actually get to Welcome to the NHK, which we've been promising since January.
Look.
Oh, I love Welcome to the NHK.
Look, busty women and little butts came up apparently. I don't remember that month. It's kind of a haze.
Good night, everyone.
Go away!
And stop.